Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Here on the Voice of Hope, it's a place where you can receive an encouraging word to help you in your walk with the Lord. And last week, I shared a word that God has spoken to me very strongly about, and that is a time. It is a time to build. And I want to talk about that a little bit more. Now, those in Uganda who listen to OP 92.1 FM did not hear this message because I failed to send it to the radio station. But today, as I'm going to look at it again, and we'll cover some of the same things I covered last week. And so you'll still get the message, those of you who missed the message last week about time to build. You can also always listen to my radio program by going to my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, and I post all my radio programs on that website, voiceofhopetoday.org. So if you ever miss a program, you can always listen to it on my website. You know, we have been through very difficult times and challenging times, and even now we're facing many challenges with economic problems and shortages. But you know, oftentimes when we go through hard times, we stop advancing the kingdom. We stop growing and we stop building. Now, I said build last week, and maybe you thought you should build a house or build a bigger house, you know. But that's not what God's talking about. God is talking about enlarging our influence or capacity. And so today I want to look at the scripture verse that God gave me and four things about that scripture verse that God gave me. And you may want to get a piece of paper and write these down and write the scripture verses down so you can look at them later and pray about them and see what God is speaking to you. And in Isaiah 54, verse 2 and 3, Isaiah 54, 2 and 3, it says there, God tells Israel, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Enlarge the place of your tent. Now, in old days, people lived in tents. Abraham lived in a tent. And as God prospered you, you got a bigger tent. Or as your family grew, you got a bigger tent. So God wants to enlarge the place of your tent, the place of your dwelling. God wants to enlarge the place of influence or your capabilities. God wants to enlarge that, make it bigger. So he says, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Now, in English, it says your dwellings, plural. Not just one dwelling, but dwellings. And so in the time of Abraham, as you prospered, you had more tents. Not just one tent, so you had a tent that where people could meet and visit you. And then you had a tent for your bedroom. And then you had a tent for the different members of your family. And so as you prospered, you had more and more tents or dwellings for your enlarged family because God was prospering you. And you see, even during hard times, God wants to prosper us and increase our influence. And we have dwellings, we have places where we have influence. And so you have influence in your home, you know, because you have a relationship with people in your home. You have influence with your family members. In other words, you can influence your ability to change or capacity to help people. And so you have influence on your family, and you have influence maybe in your place of work, or influence in the school, or influence in the government, or influence in business. You know, and so those are dwelling places you have. So God wants to enlarge your tent and stretch the curtain of your dwellings. God wants to increase your influence in every place where you are. So God wants to increase your influence with your family and with your home and with your business and school and government. All these areas, God wants to increase our influence in those areas. And he goes on to say, do not spare. Don't hold back. Go all the way. Lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and the left. You're going to grow to the right and the left. and your descendants will inherit nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. So God just doesn't want to bless you for you. God wants to bless your generations. See, when God spoke to Abraham, God told Abraham to leave his country, go to a country he did not know. And God said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your descendants like the stars of the heaven and like the sand of the seashore, and you shall bless many nations. So God just doesn't want to bless you and enlarge your influence for your own benefit. He wants to enlarge your influence and bless you to bless other people. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, Matthew 5:14, he said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So Jesus said, we are the light of the world. We are the light of Jesus Christ in the world. And you know, when it gets darker in your house, you don't turn your light down. You turn your light up. And so it is with our light. As it gets darker and worse in the world, God wants to use you in a greater way. God wants you to be a greater light, not a lesser light. See, God doesn't want the church to grow smaller. God wants the church to grow bigger. God doesn't want you to grow weaker. God wants you to grow stronger because you are an example of the blessings of God and the power of God and the favor of God in the world. We are the light of the world. And if the world is becoming darker, it's because we are not being the light we should be. We are not influencing our world. So God wants to enlarge the place of our tent. He wants to stretch forth the curtains of our dwelling, and he wants to expand us to the left and the right because he wants us as light in the world to influence the world. And he says, we influence the world through our good works. He says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So God enables you by the power of the Spirit and to do good works. So your light is shining by helping you do good things for other people for the glory of God. And that's blessing other people, praying for healing and deliverance, bringing people into the kingdom through salvation. All those things are what God is calling us to enlarge our tent. In this period of time where things are getting darker and more difficult, God wants to bring an extra blessing on Christians so that it can be a blessing to others. God wants to enlarge you so you can overflow and bless other people. But there are three things we need to build if we're going to be a blessing. You have to build to be a blessing. You know, I just added a room onto my house. And to add that room, I had to get an architect, and he had to do a drawing of that room. And so we had to have a vision of what we wanted the room look like. And he had to put in there all the things that are necessary to build that room. Proper foundation, proper walls, proper roof, proper electrical system, everything to meet government standards. You see, we don't just build anyway. See, we need someone to help us know how to build what God wants to build. And so to do that, we need a God vision. So to build influence, you need to build vision. You need to see something bigger than yourself. You know, we drive on bad roads a lot of times. And when you're driving on a bad road or walking on a path that has a lot of stones and everything in it, you have to watch where you're driving or where you're walking. If you don't, you'll fall into a hole or you'll trip and fall. And you see, your focus tends to be right in front of you because you're afraid of getting into a hole or stepping on something. And so you're always looking right in front of you. And oftentimes the enemy, he brings problems into our life because he wants us not to have a vision of the future. He wants us to look at our problems right now. See, if you look at your problems right now, you won't have a vision for the future. A vision for your family, a vision for your community, a vision to influence your nation. See, all you're doing is busy trying to solve problems. And God wants to deliver you from your problems, but God wants to increase your influence. And to have influence, you need to have vision. See, I had to have vision to build the extra room on my house. I had to plan for it. I had to have the architectural drawing. I had to do everything according to the government standards. I had to have vision. I had to prepare. See, God wants to give you vision and prepare you for what He wants to do. God wants to enlarge your capacity, enlarge your tent, enlarge your dwellings, but you need to have vision for it. In 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10 says, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit." So Paul is saying, Corinthians, you know, you can't even begin to imagine what God has prepared for you. It's something no one has seen, no one's even heard of, but God wants to reveal it to you by His Holy Spirit. He says, God has prepared these things for those who love Him. See, if you love God, you're not wanting to promote yourself. You're wanting to promote God. You want to promote Jesus Christ. You're not wanting to promote your kingdom. You're not wanting to build something for yourself. You want to build something for God. You want to do something for God. Because you love Him, you want to serve Him. And when you love Him, God's going to wants to reveal things by His Holy Spirit that He wants to do through you. You know, we oftentimes spend time praying for what we need, but we don't just need to pray for what we need. We need to pray for vision. God, what do you want me to do? Show me how you want to advance. What do you want me to do in this area? You know, God wants to speak to you by His Holy Spirit and His Word. In English, we say vision brings provision. You know, when we have vision, it expands our ability for and our capacity for what God wants to do. So God wants you to begin to listen to the Holy Spirit, not just look out at the world and all the problems. Do you see just problems out there, or do you see possibilities? See, I don't just see problems, I see possibilities. See, every problem that comes gives an opportunity for God to show forth His power. When I meet someone sick, it's an opportunity for God to show forth His power. And God wants to enlarge your vision, wants to show you what He wants to do by His Holy Spirit. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14, Paul says here, "Forgetting those things which are behind, I reach forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." So Paul says, I don't look at the past. I'm looking forward. He said, forget the past. Forget the failures. Forget COVID. Forget the problem. Forget the things you've gone through in the past. See, God doesn't want to repeat your past. God wants to give you a new future. But you have to have vision for the future. Your vision for the future is not built upon your past. It's built upon a new thing that God wants to do in your life and in your family and in your church. So forgetting things of the past. See, a lot of times we just repeat what we do in the past. We call it tradition. We just do tradition. No, God wants to do something new. Forgetting which is in the past. God did something good. Maybe God did something good in the past. But God wants to do something new. Maybe you've had a terrible past, but God wants to do something new. Whatever your past is, forget the past because it will hinder you from moving forward in the future. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. It's like a runner. A runner doesn't look behind him to see who's behind him. He doesn't look to the sides to see who's cheering for him. He's looking toward the end of the race. His focus is on the end of the race. They say if you look to the side or behind, that you're going to slow down. See, many of us are slowing down because of our circumstance. We're slowing down because of the economy. We're slowing down because of other issues in our life. We're slowing down because we're looking at other people. No, we need to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We need to focus on Him, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press forward. You know, you have to push. It just doesn't happen automatically. You have to push to receive what God has for you. I press forward For the goal of the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, God's calling us up. God's not calling us down. God doesn't want to make you smaller. God wants to make you greater. God doesn't want to decrease. He wants you to increase. God wants to bless you. Jesus said, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. I believe we're in a time and place in our world today where God is calling Christians and the church to stand up and be who God has called them to be. God wants to enlarge the place of your tent and your dwellings. He wants to expand you to the right and to the left. So forget those things which are behind and reach forward to those things which are ahead. Press toward the goal of the prize of the upward calling that God has given you. So God is calling us into a greater place. God wants to do something new in you. Don't just look at the economy in the world. Look to Jesus. Look to God. Listen to the Holy Spirit. What is He speaking to you? What does He want to do through you? In Isaiah 43, verse 19, says there, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in your wilderness and rivers in your desert." See, God says, I want to do a new thing. I don't want to do the old thing I've done in the past. I want to do something new. God wants to do something new in your life, in your family, in your church, in your community, on your business, whatever it is. That is your dwelling place. God wants to do something new there. He says, now it will spring forth. That's like a plant spring out of the ground. You plant the seed, and then the plant starts coming out of the ground. So you have to plant the seed. Vision is a seed. You plant a seed of vision. What is God showing you? What is God speaking to you by the Holy Spirit? You plant that seed of vision, and then it's going to spring forth. It says, it will spring forth. Shall you not know? You'll recognize it. You see, if it's something that you've been praying and believing for, you're going to recognize it when it begins to happen, the new thing that God wants to do. He says, I will even make a road in the wilderness. A road brings provision. Wilderness is a place that has nothing. But a road brings provision, brings God's blessing. You know, when you're going to build something somewhere where there's nothing before, you have to build a road for people to come on, for vehicles to come on, to bring everything that's necessary. And God says, I'm going to make a road into your wilderness. You may be in a wilderness situation right now, a very dry and difficult situation, but God wants to bring provision into your situation if you have vision. Provision follows vision. So I'll make a road in your wilderness. I'll make rivers in your desert. Not just one river, rivers. Rivers of His blessing into the desert place that you have. But that only happens when you have vision and you hear the Holy Spirit. It's not what you want to do. It's what the Holy Spirit wants to do through you. So you have to build influence. Have to build vision. And the third thing you have to build is build faith. You have to build your faith for what God is showing you that He wants to do. Acts 20, verse 32 says, "So now, brethren, I commend you to God and the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified." So two things here. He wants to give you the word of grace, which is able to build you up. The word of grace is God's favor and enablement. So God wants to give you a word of His favor and enablement. You know, if you are completely sold out to Jesus Christ, if you've given your life totally to Jesus Christ, you're serving Him and Him alone, you come into His favor and His blessing. I want to give you a word of grace, it says here, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. See, our inheritance is not in the world. Our inheritance is in Jesus Christ. Our inheritance is in the kingdom of God. There are too many people chasing after the things of the world, but the things of the world are going away. But the kingdom of God is growing and growing. We need to change our commitment and to the things of the world to the things of God. We need to commit ourselves to the work of God, to the life that Jesus Christ has called us to, because Jesus wants to demonstrate himself through you. And when you give yourself to the word of his grace, it builds you up and gives you inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Sanctified means you're being set apart to God. So you're set apart to God, and you're receiving the word of grace, builds you up, and gives you an inheritance. Jude verse 20 and 21 says, But you, beloved, building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ into eternal life. So it says, you, beloved, build yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. See, we just don't pray according to our wisdom and knowledge. See, the Holy Spirit wants to pray through. The Holy Spirit wants to speak through you. The Holy Spirit wants to reveal. See, Jesus said, I don't just speak what I want to speak. I speak what the Father tells me to speak, and I do what the Father tells me to do. Jesus was always successful in everything he did because he only did what the Father showed him to do, and he only spoke what the Father told him to speak. See, when we listen to the Holy Spirit and begin to speak what the Holy Spirit says, then we build ourselves up in our most holy faith. There are a lot of people that are praying a lot of words, but is it what the Holy Spirit is praying? See, you need to pray in agreement with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit knows the will of God, and he knows how to pray according. So you need to say, Holy Spirit, how do you want me to pray? What do you want me to pray? And the Holy Spirit will build you up in your faith. Of course, you know Romans 10:17. Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We talked about how we need to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. We need to see what the Holy Spirit wants to show us, because that brings faith. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, the more time you spend in your word, the more you understand God, the more you have the mind of Christ. See, because the word is the revelation of God. And so you may not understand it all, but the more time you spend reading the word, thinking about the word, the more the word gets in you, and the more your faith grows, enables you to hear God. Faith comes not by the word, it comes by hearing God. But your ability to hear God comes by your understanding of the word of God. See, there are people who say they hear God, but they ain't hearing God at all. They're hearing their own thoughts because they don't know the word of God. How are you going to hear God if you don't know the word of God? You need to get into the word and allow the word to begin to grow in you, so you understand how God thinks and what he does, so that God can speak to you and increase your faith. And so Ephesians 2:9-10 says, for by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, as any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, do good works which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So he says there, we're saved by faith. There's nothing you can do to save yourself. If you are not a believer today, if you're not saved, you're saved by faith. You put your faith in Jesus Christ and you're born again. You confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You say, Jesus, I repent of my sin. I accept you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sin. Make me your child. And you're born again by faith. There's nothing you have to do to be born again. It's received by faith. But he says, for you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works that God has prepared beforehand for you. So you see that we have good works that God has called us to do. We don't do good works to be saved. We do good works because we are saved. See, I'm a child of God, so I do the will of my Father, God. I do the will of Jesus Christ because I'm a child of God. I became a child of God by being born again by faith. But now that I'm born again, I don't follow the ways of this world. I don't do things the way the world does things. I am now a child of God, not a child of the world. And so now I begin to do the works of God because I'm a child of God. Remember in Philippians 3:13-14, you know, that we have good works. We are created for good works. And God wants to do good works through us. And he said, God has planned these good works even before the foundation of the world, even before the world was created. God had planned these good works for us. See, God has something special for you to do. It is a time to build. It's a time to do what God called you to do. And you do it by faith as a child of God. You walk in obedience to God. Well, God wants to do the supernatural in your life. In Genesis chapter 26, there's a story here of Isaac. Isaac is in the promised land. Isaac is a descendant of Abraham. And so the promises of Abraham are to his descendants. So God has promised Isaac to bless him in the land of promise. And Isaac living in the land of promise, but in Genesis 26:1, it says there was famine in the land of promise. And Isaac considered going down to Egypt to get out of the famine. But God told Isaac, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land which I shall tell you. Dwell in the land, and I will make you be with you, and I will bless you. I will give to your descendants all these land, and your seed, all the nations of the earth, shall be blessed. So God told Isaac, even though there's famine in the land of promise, don't go down to Egypt. Egypt represents the world. See, when you get through hard times, don't go looking at the world for help. Look to God for help. Stay in the land of promise. Sometimes you're walking in God's will and God's promises, but there's still problems that come. There are still challenges that come, but don't run away to the world. No, and it says that in verse 12, Genesis 26:12, so Isaac sowed in the land and reaped that same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. So in the land, time of famine, Isaac sowed seed in the time of drought and famine. And because he did it and he believed God and he did what God told him to do. See, faith requires an action. It requires an obedience because God wants to do something new in you. God wants to do something new in us. And so God wants to enlarge your tent, stretch out the curtains of your dwelling. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords of faith. Strengthen your stake. And you shall expand to the right and the left, and your descendants will inherit nations and make desolate cities inhabited. That is God's promise for us. If we have, God wants to build influence, he wants to build vision, and he wants to build faith to carry out what he's called to do. Lord God, I just thank you for every person listening to the Voice of Hope today, Lord God. Lord God, I know we live in challenging times, Lord God, but help us not to look at the problems, but help us to look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, Lord God, to look to you and put our confidence in you. Help us to begin to hear the voice of your Holy Spirit. Begin to show us what you want to do in our lives, in our businesses, in our families, in our shambas, in our schools, in our everywhere where we go, Lord God. Lord, you want to do a work. You want to show forth your glory. You want us to be the light of the world, Lord God, in the midst of the darkness that we're in. Lord, I pray for every person, Lord God. If they're not a believer, I pray today they will give their lives to you. If they're a believer, Lord God, I pray that you encourage them by this word through the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that you want to do something in them. Lord, it is time to do what you have called us to do because you want to show forth your glory in these days. Lord, I just pray your blessing. Keep them by your power. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to encourage you to just spend some time praying, meditate over what I've shared with you, and invite other people to listen to Voice of Hope to receive an encouraging word every Sunday. I pray that you have a good week walking with the Lord. May God bless you and keep you by his power. In Jesus' name, amen.